Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Goes Without Saying, you're listening to Goes Without Saying with Seffi and Wing. I'm Wing.
And I'm Seffi.
This is another episode of How to Everything Shower the Mind. Come with us on the journey. By summer, we are going to be squeaky fucking clean. We are taking our deep fried minds and rinsing them down. We're hosing them off. In this episode, we're talking about who we're surrounding ourselves with and how that can have either positive impacts or seriously negative ramifications on our sense of self. Enjoy.
Nice.
Nice.
Everything Shower for the Mind, episode 2.
We've started a bit of a series over here, which I'm personally excited for. And really what we've set as the mission is that by summer, we'll be squeaky clean.
Yeah. Yeah. Our brains, there's no more dirt in there. We're going to be everything shower. So the concept of an everything shower, have we even spoken about that?
Explain to the naked eye, to the untrained eye, the everything shower would be...
Well, I can imagine people listening, like almost like if my mum was to hear this, she'd be like, everything shower for the mind. Have you landed on a different planet? Like,
right.
I was like, no, welcome to the internet. Everything shower.
Welcome to the internet.
Welcome to the internet.
Come on.
Everything shower is, I believe, you have a shower where you wash your hair, you exfoliate, you maybe do like a hair mask, you shave your legs, you're doing everything.
An everything shower.
That is an everything shower.
Yes, full scrub down.
Imagine that for your mind.
Yeah, because my brain, I feel like, is quite deep fried.
Greasy.
It's quite grimy. Yeah. It's like there's a lot of shit going on in here, personally.
And I have to agree.
Yeah.
For myself.
Can I be real?
Yes.
We're on different sides.
Yeah.
And it's fucking me up mentally. But
I can
a test that I need. So
I'm so sorry.
It's not your fault.
To do this to you.
It's not your fault. It's my fault.
I have a spot on this side. I'm trying to hide it.
It's honestly not your fault.
And I'm so sorry to do it to you because we always have our good sides and our bad sides. These are our bad sides. So if we look extra ugly in this.
Don't tell us because I honestly am on the brink.
So Wing's got like a fucking video.
I'm doing everything that I can to look the other way. I'm doing it. You know Ariana Grande used to do this.
What does she do?
Apparently everyone would be like, she only shows her right side. So like a camera would come up in her face and she would literally look away. God. But it's like, yeah, no, I get it.
And that's what's going on right now.
And that's what I'm doing. So I'm sorry about that.
I also feel bad because I have a good side. This is my good side. But I don't
you're
have,
not that loyal to
I
your
side. I don't have strong feelings, whereas you have a strong
I'm feeling a strong feeling today, I am. I feel like some days I could give or take it, but today I'm really feeling it for some reason.
Also, you're having to really action it right now. So it's like, yeah,
I'm literally avoiding eye contact with you like the plague. It's actually like, you're a basilisk. Like, I'm like, don't look in her eyes.
You need a little bird to come and blind me.
Honestly.
I'm so sorry.
No,
but
no,
this
don't.
Is for one episode.
No, look, it's important. It's really important. It's politically important as a woman.
It is. And look, a bad side, good side. Yeah. Schmad side, schmood side. It doesn't
so true.
Anything.
Truer words never spoken.
Never, never a truer word.
Okay, so yeah, on that kind of topic and my deep fried mind, I do need to be scrubbed down and I need to sort this out big time. And the idea of the everything shower for the mind, you can explain it in a sec, but the idea really is we're putting a time limit on it that by summer we will have squeaky clean brains.
I think we said by August, so we're giving ourselves till the end of summer. But also, if you're listening to this, because I did kind of think, what if people are listening to this in December. I feel like people go through our archives.
Yeah, that's so true.
Which is slightly worrying. Please stop doing that.
Or enter at your own risk.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, okay, if you're listening to this in December, there's nothing to say you can't squeaky clean your
Absolutely
mind.
Absolutely not.
Like, that's fine. You can do that at any time of the year.
And you'll have the luxury of the hindsight to be able to see from the future. Haha. They said by August, but they didn't do it.
Yeah. Because also,
they couldn't quite manage
it. Actually a lifelong journey, and there's no such thing as a squeaky clean brain.
No.
Brains are messy, life is messy, shit gets hurled at you all the time. But
so
I think
true.
There would be something quite nice about maybe setting a goal that by the end of summer, as we keep saying, we feel that we have some kind of clarity on the mess that is going on inside our heads.
So the everything shower is the deep scrub down of traditionally the body, the hair, the feet.
You know.
The nooks and crannies.
Yeah.
Nooks, cranny.
You're aware of an everything shower.
Yeah.
Unless you're an alien that has arrived on this planet and hasn't yet seen the internet, you are aware of an everything shower.
Well, it's funny you say that, but I actually had this conversation in real life the other week where my boyfriend's brother was like, what are you talking about on the podcast these days?
Everything showers for the mind.
Yeah, and his wife was like, the everything shower for the mind? And he was like, what's that? What's the everything shower? And I said, so an everything shower would be like you're doing a deep like scrub, like it's a shave, it's an exfoliate, it's a hair mask, et cetera, et cetera. And I just think that sounds really great, but I would love to do that to my mind and like clean all the grime out, clean all the dirt out of my brain. Like everything shower, sure, but I really need to do that to my brain. And he was like, what? And you just came up with that?
Yeah, we did. And now
we talk
about
it.
This is very much your concept.
Oh, okay, thanks. Well, I hope you like it, everyone.
It's a great concept. I'm
Thank
loving
you.
It.
I do think it's a... I'd want it, obviously.
Yeah.
I now speak directly
to me.
To you.
Yeah. I'm loving it.
Good.
I'm loving it so far. And it's only episode 2. And we have done some videos on it as well.
Yeah. As we're doing right now.
Also, we're filming this.
Yeah.
Should we tell them that? If we're pointing at the cameras, you know that we're filming it because you're watching it. But you, listening, pointing at the microphone, don't know it.
In the hopes that this will end up...
on YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube is what we're aiming
to accept
for.
Us.
Yeah.
It's like, in the hopes that it ends up, it's like...
Well, you never know what could happen.
Yeah.
But that's what we're hoping for.
YouTubers often say things like, the footage was corrupted.
Oh.
They always say
that. Don't want that. Should we get straight in?
Yes, let's get straight in.
After 10 minutes of chit-chat.
Yeah.
So this episode of... How to Everything Shower the Mind. What are we talking about?
What are we going to talk about? Like connection and things like that. Was that it?
Yeah. So we kind of had this conversation. We've had this conversation recently quite a lot.
Mm.
And you can stop me here at any time if I say too much. Mm. But you had said, I feel like I'm getting dumber or something. Like I feel like I'm not stimulated as often as I used to be.
Yeah.
I feel like I would come away, for example, from seeing like... a certain type of person and be like, whoa, we're in really different places.
Mm-hmm.
But now when I see them, I just think, oh, that was nice.
Yeah, exactly.
Or whatever. Yeah. So almost the gap between you and
certain
people has closed. And that could mean so many different things.
Mm.
But we were kind of talking about the broader conversation of how it feels when you just identify in yourself that you're spending time with people who are either like challenging your views or your morals, like ethically, you're being challenged or confronted, and you feel like the people you're surrounding yourself with kind
are not
of
good for
yeah
you.
Oppose your kind of political
Life.
Views
yeah.
or yeah your like core beliefs as a person
mm.
or you're spending time with people who maybe you're not feeling very stimulated by the people that you're around. So I feel like those are very common issues, and I think that adds to the general idea of feeling like you're kind of living out of sorts, like you're in a bit of a rut, or your brain's getting a bit grimy.
Yeah.
And in order to freshen up, let's take stock of like, let's clean house a little bit and shake up like, who's in here? Let me actually take stock of who do I have
yeah.
in this world, in this space? How does that make me feel about myself?
Yeah.
Take it away.
Oh God. But we were just talking about this. We just had a lunch with our manager as well, Freya, Queen.
We
love her.
And we feel very stimulated.
We
by
feel
Freya.
Very stimulated.
Yeah.
And we were kind of talking about this, and I was talking about my theory at the moment that I've got dumber, which isn't very nice. But I do think that being in the environment that I'm in, I've moved home a year ago to my like small town that I'm from. And there, when I moved home, I think I didn't really anticipate the environment of a small town being I mean, I found it oppressive my whole life. Like the moment I turned 14, I was desperate to leave. I was like, I know that this is a limited mindset that is around here. I just don't feel aligned with so much of
the culture.
Yeah, well, genuinely with the culture, even though it's literally raised me.
Yeah.
And it is in me in so many ways. I knew that I didn't want to live there forever. Moved away, all of that, had a great time. Then I was like, fuck, I actually want to move back for a year. So I'm on schedule.
Yes,
I was like, I
want to
move back for a year so that I don't have to pay rent in London and I can go traveling and do some different things. I felt stagnant in London, blah, blah, blah. You probably know the drill.
A lovely life.
Really nice. But I However, do think during that year,
yes,
you're just not exposed to new schools of thought. You're actually exposed to incredibly old schools of thought again and again and again. And it does, I think, wear on the brain. Where I live, I'm not near culture. I'm not near anything, really, anything. Like, there's a supermarket and a New Look. Like, there's not really anything
there's
else.
There's not loads of stuff that connects with your, like, values or interests.
Not particularly.
Which I think
but
a lot of people can relate to.
People that I love there. But I just got back from Amsterdam late last night, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very recent.
Yeah.
And I spent a week there and... God, just being close to like cinemas and museums and just like things that are happening
to
and
do.
People on the street that you sort of yeah. have a little conversation with and that isn't just someone walking their dog and being like, you're right. Like, which is very, I don't know.
You said a really nice thing. Sorry to interrupt, but like just now when we were at lunch with Freya, you said like, I love my hometown. And we were kind of saying like, you can love it, but know that you don't need to be there right now or know that you don't need to live there or be there every day right now. And I think having like it's almost like you can feel like you need some space from somewhere or someone or something. And that doesn't necessarily mean that you don't love it or appreciate it. Like, I feel like
exactly.
you don't have to be tied to something every single day for the rest of your life to prove that you love it. Even like with hobbies and things, it's like you don't have to make a big song and dance about loving a podcast. Like, you don't have to do it every day
totally.
To prove that you love it. You come to this life with nothing to prove.
Exactly. You come to this town with nothing to prove.
Yeah. I do though think it is really, like I was just saying to you on the walk, that I feel like it is really nice to, like, if someone said to you, where is home, you would immediately know, like,
totally.
Where you're from.
And
which is just so lovely.
What I thought you were going to say that was quite nice was this morning I went for a run.
And
on that run, I walked past so many people being like, hi, Poppy. Hi, Poppy.
So
hi, Poppy,
sweet.
How are you? Four people.
So and wholesome.
That is an experience you don't get in a city. But I just think the amount that I do genuinely think I've got dumber in this year. I do.
Well, then we were also saying... You're surrounded by people in that town. You're surrounded by people who knew you, Poppy, from when you were like 8 years old.
Oh, no, way younger.
Yeah, from when you were
way
born.
Younger, yeah.
So even subconsciously, when they view you, there is something that caps you to them at that kind of eight-year-old self. Like, you will always be tied to your history when you are surrounded literally by it in a really tangible sense.
Yeah.
But I think it's really normal... Or like, it's very common. I think it's like a universal experience for people to feel, just have complicated feelings about like where they're from and even like family and things like that.
Well, that's a whole other fucking kettle of fish.
Yeah,
like,
that's...
There's
no everything shower for the mind that could quite wash that one down.
Well, you need to hose the whole lot down, right? Everybody.
They need to honestly be bleached.
Yeah,
it's like, need to pour some fucking acid on you lot.
It's
like,
not
it's
my
too much.
Problem, actually.
No.
I don't need to hose you all
down. Yeah, no, I can't deal with
you
that.
You can shower your own brains or not, but all I've got control of is my own.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so I like this.
Okay, yeah.
I'm going to flip
I'm
myself.
So...
But just to make myself more comfortable, I'm looking this way.
No, but that's fine. But I think that's...
To get the
you've acknowledged
out.
That it's the...
Yeah.
I think it's absolutely fine. Just
all right,
don't
we'll see what
her.
Happens. I'll see how it looks. Well, right. I feel good like this. I just wanted to acknowledge that I'm not looking at you. And I'm
I definitely am
from
the back of your head, but I also
right?
don't mind. Okay, I don't...
Good.
I really don't
We've
mind.
Done weirder things.
Yeah, for example. So, look, this whole setup is not normal.
Not ideal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know when you're feeling like... I think as well, it's something where you can kind of take it for granted. Like, I feel like... Quite a classic way that people get that kind of buzz is like you're starting a new job or you're starting a new uni or you're like in a new space and you're kind of overwhelmed all of a sudden with loads of different people. And there's a lot for the mind to take in. Mm. And it can be really overwhelming, but also very stimulating. Like you're maybe going to new places for drinks that you haven't been before, or you're like meeting a new person, you're meeting a new friend of a friend, et cetera, et cetera. When you're kind of living in the absence of that experience, so like you're feeling quite stagnant or there's nothing new coming in, or you're just not feeling very stimulated by the conversations that you're having, the people that you're around, et cetera.
Mm.
And not even in like a harmful way of like pointing fingers and being like, you're not stimulating me. Because I actually just really want to make clear that the crux of this is not to be like, some people are dumb or boring and you don't have to spend time with them. Quite the opposite.
God,
I think it's more so just to acknowledge that people go through different phases and like move through different spaces in life, and you're always kind of changing. And sometimes you really click with someone, you can feel it straight away. And sometimes the conversation's very clanky and it's just like something's not fucking landing and I don't know why. Like I'm making jokes and you're not laughing, or like I'm saying things and you're not getting it.
And I'm just not present.
And kind of everything on paper should be fine. It's like we should get along, but for some reason there's some sort of block here and we are not engaged in one another for whatever reason. Like we cannot connect. Like there's some sort of disconnect. And I'm not stimulating you and you are not stimulating me.
Yeah.
How do we get around that?
I don't think you should bother, to be honest. I think it's like, there's no such thing as we should get on. Like, if you don't, you don't. I also think just because you don't get on with someone on one day does not mean that that is writing off that person. I just think sometimes we're so simplistic with who we like and who we don't like. It's like, yeah, I didn't like them on Tuesday, but on Friday, yeah, no, they had some points then. I really did like them.
Yeah.
It's just not that binary at all, and I think it would be really weird for thinking that it is.
Agreed. Also, but sometimes I'm just on bad form.
Exactly that. Like right now I'm thinking I really do want to go get a coffee, but I've taken my shoes off and I can't be bothered. But I have just been yawning. Luckily you can't see because it's to the back of your head. But that isn't the we didn't go on, blah blah blah. It's just like, no, actually she's just tired or whatever.
Yeah,
she got back from Amsterdam, like whatever, it doesn't matter. But I think if you're not clicking with someone, what's the fucking fuss? Like it actually, unless you, there could be some reason. It's like, yeah, you sit next to them at work. Yeah, you might want to try and put some effort in, or you've just moved in with them, whatever. You might want to put some effort in. But if you don't get on with someone who's just an acquaintance, so fucking what?
Yeah.
Plenty more fish in the sea.
So true.
There are so many people on this earth. I've forgotten the number, but I hear it's in the billions.
Billions.
Billions of them.
Billions.
It doesn't matter if you don't get on with a few of them. Yeah. Like, that is to be expected. And it's not to say that it's they're better or worse. Like, no. I think it's like the whole thing about I'm not stimulated by them. It suggests that it's like, oh, I'm so much better than them, which it isn't that at all.
Well, they are not stimulating. But it's like, no.
It's not their job. It's not your job.
And that's what
you meet them for coffee and it's like, oh, what? And oh, they didn't stimulate my marvelous mind.
But also the idea that I think as well for people who feel like they really want to please everyone or like make everyone happy or make everyone like them, which I get. I think it can be really easy as well to come away from a situation and be like, fuck, like my jokes weren't landing, or like they didn't seem to connect, they didn't seem to get me, what's wrong with me sort of thing. And like coming away from some sort of encounter and feeling like, fuck, I didn't do enough essentially to win them over, to make them like me. That's definitely something I've thought hundreds of times.
Definitely, especially as what you really want in those situations is to feel accepted.
Yeah.
And especially if it's people that, I don't know, that you value and stuff. I feel like that is really difficult to be like, oh, I came away from that interaction being disappointed because I thought it would go a certain way.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't feel anything for them.
Yeah.
But yeah, so fucking what? What is the most basic fucking Instagram and like, let's even say it's probably fucking Facebook, but it's like, you could be the juiciest peach.
Oh, God.
But there's just some people that don't like peaches.
Which is so true.
It is so true.
Yeah.
And I hate to say a fucking
mortifying
quote like that. Like, my brain cells are dying one by one. And I haven't got that many left these days.
The best she's got.
Genuinely, I've got Facebook brain. That's what happens if you move home, guys.
You get Facebook brain.
And it's not good. It's not pretty in there. It's like, dance like nobody's watching, guys. But you can be the best version of you that, oh my God, you could be hitting those jokes. You are hilarious, so relatable. Oh my God. And some people are just like, I don't like her.
She doesn't land sometimes.
And that really, like in a very real way,
doesn't particularly matter.
Yeah.
Then you wake really up the next day and you meet the people that do get you. Yeah. And you think, yeah, I met some people yesterday that just thought I was a fucking weirdo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And what?
So true.
And what?
And what?
And also, I think we just don't ever, because we, as a society, have low self-esteem. Like, I genuinely yeah. think there is a self-esteem issue.
I hope you guys don't mind us saying.
There is. There is.
Pretty clear what's going on here.
It's a pandemic.
Yeah, it is.
Everyone I meet has such a low, low, low opinion of themselves that we rarely stop to think. Okay, so we walk away from an interaction where you are talking to some people, you think, oh, yeah, they just didn't like me. Did you like them?
Yeah.
Let's question for a second. Did you like them? And yeah, it's not that binary of yes or no. You could like them on the Friday, blah, blah, blah. But did you like them?
Yeah. And ultimately,
You just don't question it.
How much of an impact will it have on you, or how much of an impact should it have on you if they don't really like you that much? Like, I promise you, you can survive people not liking you.
Also, you probably never know. That is the actual beauty of the real world and not your life not being a sort of comment section. No one's so leaving true. A Yelp review on you.
Yelp.
Yelp review. Facebook brain.
It's kind of my dog. Yelp.
Yelp. What do you need? TripAdvisor. No one's saying, yeah, just had a coffee with Wing. None of her jokes landed.
Oh. Ouch. Doing that. Oh my God. Ouch. That's horrific.
It's horrible. But that doesn't exist.
Fuck
it's
me. God.
I remember saying this in an episode.
Just recorded a podcast with Wing. She didn't look at me once because she was too preoccupied with the camera coming from her bad side.
Herself, so it looks like I'm talking to her.
But she's not.
Do not be fooled. She's looking in that direction. I haven't seen her once. Very isolating.
That's
experience.
Horrifying. Oh God, I don't know how I feel about that.
No, it's fine. But I remember saying that was an episode ages ago.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
That the way I kind of live my life is if a tree falls in a forest and no one's there to hear it, did it actually fall down? Because if someone
what
says,
do you mean by that?
What
do you mean you live your whole life by
that? I do.
But how? In what way?
In the sense that if
you make a commotion about something.
If someone says,
right,
Seffi, it just fucking annoys me and I just don't fucking like her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I didn't hear it. Like, right. I didn't actually know it.
So it didn't happen.
The conversation has happened with many people that I've met in my life. And I hate to tell you, Harry, but it's probably happened about you as well.
Yeah.
People have opinions and people, to be honest, they talk.
Also, people don't know what's good for them.
They don't. But luckily, your life doesn't have a comment section underneath it.
Yeah.
If you never know, did it happen? Did the tree fucking fall down? Okay, so someone said, I think they were fucking boring and annoying and I just really rather they weren't there. You didn't know. Hopefully, a different story if someone's fucking told you, then we're out for fucking blood here. But
so true.
If you never find out, it's like, okay, so it never fucking happened then. It's truly irrelevant to your life.
Yeah.
What people think about you. It's none of your business.
Yeah.
And that's how I live my life. Like I'm in a forest and a tree fell down.
I like that.
Yeah.
As long as you're safe.
Yeah, they have a chainsaw.
Sort of rampage in the forest, Little Red Riding Hood.
Oh God,
you are quite Little Red Riding Hood. You're a bit Snow White.
I was thinking this morning I was Snow White.
Yeah,
I thought that beautiful. Because I had Rachel a weird Zegler. Vision that this is really fucking weird.
Go
actually.
On.
I had a vision that I was driving to the station today to come here, and I'm wearing a white skirt today.
Beautiful.
Let me show you.
Yeah, go on. Give us a twirl. Beautiful. Beauty queen.
And pretend that Mockingjade out.
Whoa! Fire. Fire. You're on fire.
And designed by Sinner.
Designed by Sinner,
and he'll die for it. That's crazy.
It's a shame. What a way to go.
Honestly,
went down for a good cause.
Died for his art, and yeah. There's no better way, really.
Yeah.
Did he die, or did they just beat him up?
I thought he got killed.
I can't.
And she's in that tube.
She's in that tube. She's in that tube. But I
watching
can't remember
him die.
If he just.
I don't. Well, what they're going to do? Beat him up and then let him live?
I can't.
Seem very capital.
Do they torture? I actually can't really remember.
They must kill him. I think they let him live.
Is he not in Mockingjay?
I thought that was Mockingjay.
No, that's Catching Fire. Oh. The best one. But anyway, this is my thought. I was driving to the station here and I was wearing this skirt and I thought, this is really weird actually.
Go on.
That if I died.
Oh no.
Like if I got into a car crash
and I was picturing there
being blood all over this skirt and that I've died really peaceful. And I was like kind of like I'm dead, but like I look really stunning. And I was thinking, like, would the people...
Kind of virginal.
Would the people that kind of find me say, like, God, it's Snow White?
God, quite a thought you had.
That's a thought that I had forgotten. That's just what's... That's
Snow White,
need
but she's driving
shower.
In her car.
No, but so I was driving. I think it's because I've curled my hair under today.
Oh, that makes no sense. So I'll die a peaceful Snow White death.
I just kind of imagined myself, because I'm not a very confident driver.
Oh, yeah.
And I pictured myself getting a car crash and that I had died, but in quite like a stunning way, like this almost.
I do get that.
If you turned to look at me, you'd see.
I can see it. I would always think, when I was driving, I would think, if I got into a car accident right now, what would be playing? Like, I'm obviously blasting music, and it's like, that's quite an embarrassing
it's
way
like
to
Hamilton
go.
Soundtrack.
It's like, goes without saying podcast. It's like, yeah, to make sure you turn that off before you get in a car accident.
It's really not what you want. I sometimes think that because you're obviously not going to stop the music as you do.
No, definitely not.
It just keeps going.
Yeah.
They find you, and it's High School Musical
out loud.
Too. It's like, no.
I remember, yeah.
Go on.
I got in a car accident once. My music was blaring and I had to turn it down really quick. But I was like, everyone had heard it. It was quite embarrassing.
What song was it?
I can't remember now. I just remember it being loud. And I was like, oh, God, I'm making a scene.
I like it.
Same as I shouldn't be here.
Oh,
it's like,
God.
Have a hard enough time getting out, let alone being in a fucking public car accident.
God,
it's embarrassing. It's actually humiliating.
It is.
It's an embarrassing thing to do.
Yeah.
So don't mind me. I'm just... Anyway,
yeah.
If you're driving, I feel like this will give you anxiety.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
Just get where you're going safely.
Yeah, really do, actually. Driving is fucking under... Like, people...
Underrated.
No, it's under... What's the word? I'm too
it's
dumb to think
seriously.
Of it.
I love driving.
Yeah, no, you do, you do.
But it's because I hypnotized myself before my driving test with that guy. I am
a confident driver.
You know, people... I've had someone message me.
I was
going like,
to say, I
think
saw that comment. Someone said that when they're driving, they say that to themselves, which is really cute. That's the impact.
Yeah, which is a good impact.
Yeah, it's a good impact.
As long as you are actually a confident driver and you're driving safely.
You don't want me saying that to myself. It's like, oh,
I am a confident driver.
I'll speed up then. It's like, no, don't speed up. I actually am a safe driver. I'm just really, really scared of it. I really don't like, although my dad told me a really interesting, well, it just changed my perspective on driving a little bit because I'm absolutely terrified. So I drive quite slowly. Mm. And he was saying, pretend you're on the motorway, the closer, the faster you go, essentially, the closer to zero you are, in the way that all the cars are going at this speed and you're going slower than them.
Yeah.
You want to be going relative to the speed of everyone else. So it's terrifying because you're going slowly. So all these things are whizzing past you. But if you're going a relative speed to them, you're at zero, essentially, to the other things that the...
If you're on the motorway, are you driving slowly?
I'm definitely in the slow lane.
Really?
100%.
Oh,
I hate
I'm in
it.
The fast lane.
I'm not. I'm slow as anything in my little Honda Jazz.
Were you going 70 or?
I'm not like dangerously slow. I'm going at the minimum speed limit sort of thing. Whatever that is.
What, like 30?
No, for a motorway. What's a motorway? Like what's the?
I don't know if there's a minimum.
Like I'm not going a weird
but
speed.
But roughly, like say you're driving now on the motorway. You look down, be honest.
60. Maybe, I just don't know, maybe 70, I don't know, I have never looked.
You're going 60 on the, I actually have to turn my head for that. That is.
Maybe, I don't know, you have to come in the car with me.
I don't want to. I'd be beeping you to fuck. I'd be fucking
I would,
getting my lights
and
on
And I
you.
Would have an issue with that.
You're going 60. You are actually a hazard.
No, I don't know if I am going 60. I'm going not fast. I'm in the slow lane.
So if you were going 70.
No, I'm going 70 maybe. I'm just not in the 80s, 90s at all.
Well, that's fine because that's the national speed limit.
But people whiz past me. And the funny thing about my car is I have a Tesla sticker on it that looks very real. Very real. And I have actually got a new car now that is not Honda Jazz. It's a Chevrolet Spark. Even worse. Cool. Even cheaper. And
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's really cute. It's a bright blue Chevrolet Spark. And there's on Chevrolet. The back a Tesla sticker.
Iconic.
And I always just think, like, God, that's funny. Like, and whenever someone beeps you, I'm like, have a sense of humour.
They've just outed themselves as someone who isn't very stimulating.
I sometimes think, like, God, everyone needs to lighten up.
Loser, like 5 miles an hour. God, you guys, boo.
Yeah. It's like no one's even thinking that, but I'm like, lighten up, guys.
I would, yeah. Yeah. Well, just everybody drive safe.
Really do.
Stay safe. Yeah. There. Yeah, I will say that one of the best things for the brain is spending time around people that you love, which is really fucking obvious. But I think when you're out of the habit of that, when you're out of the habit of spending time with people that you love, it can be really hard to get back into it. Like,
yeah,
I think when you can feel yourself slipping into the cycle of like you're working all the time or you're in a certain place and someone else is somewhere else and your days aren't compatible and your life just isn't compatible at the moment, it can be really, it can feel really distant. I think it can feel like a huge move to create a situation where you're around somebody that you want to spend time with, but I also think it's really, really worthwhile.
Yeah.
And I also think it can be something that we really take for granted.
Definitely. I think also when you're in a sort of slump of not seeing anyone, it feels just like it's the most,
or just not even not seeing anyone, but like you're seeing people, but you could be making an effort to see the people that you love more, or people that make you feel good more, or people that almost that you do a certain thing with someone. Like you have someone who you go to a certain exhibition with and it's like, shit, I really need to make an effort to do that. Do you know what I mean? Like little things where like, it's like, you're going out for drinks after work with people, but you haven't seen your friends from home in months or whatever.
It can be kind of hard sometimes to like identify who those people are, I think. Like sometimes you go through the motions of being like, oh yeah, these are just sort of my people. These are like the main cast of my life.
Yeah. And my actually, cast it's like, and crew.
This is main cast and crew, producers, supporting directors, actors. Everyone's here. But it can be hard to sort of either make the time to be like, yeah, I'm going to go to an exhibition with my friend that really likes art. Like that will be a really amazing thing to do together. Or my friend that I like going to the cinema with, I can go to the cinema with, like whatever it is. Even the friend that I like chilling at home with, I should see them. Sometimes it can get in the habit of being like, okay, so I just go for coffee with everyone. It's like, oh, is coffee really the thing?
Coffee is your brand. Okay, Emma Chamberlain.
Yeah, literally.
Or my favourite, Sabrina Carpenter, has a song called Espresso. Have you heard it?
No.
It's literally the most fun song I've ever heard.
What, how's it go?
It's, I'm a singer. It's so good. It literally just came out like a couple of days ago.
Okay, nice.
All
I know from her is, but I only know it's like, I am in Chicago.
Yeah, his dick is humongo.
Yeah, that's all I know.
There was a book that I read that I loved so much, and one of the lines in the book was something like this.
It goes a little something
like this.
Yes.
It was basically, I'm going to butcher it, but it was something along the lines of, it was this relationship was like elastic and it had stretched out so far that they didn't want to be the one to make the first move and disturb the elastic as to not snap it.
Yeah.
Almost like we've stretched out into such different spaces
that
I'm scared to pop up and say hi because I don't want to disturb the distance, or like I don't want to create a friction.
Yeah,
I don't want to acknowledge even like how far.
Just can't take any more tension.
Yeah, really. Or I don't want to say hi because it acknowledges that I haven't said hi in 3 months.
Totally.
So it's like, it's not nice.
God.
But, which I just thought was so beautiful. And it's from the book, Watching Women and Girls.
Oh, yeah.
Which I loved so much, I think. I think it was from that.
I bought it and I read one story in it.
I think you should go back
to
it.
Yeah, I should. I'm just in the middle of reading two books at the moment.
What are you reading?
I'm reading Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow. I'm halfway through that. But I was really
Yeah.
I'm loving the gaming vibe. Because also my friend recommended it because she was like, they reference like Stardew Valley and stuff. And I was like, I'm in.
Yeah.
But then I also was like, oh shit, I want to read. I just went to a bookshop and I bought I Who Have Never Known Men. And I'm like three quarters through that, which is a short read. So I was like, I can just do that quickly and then go back to Tomorrow, Tomorrow, Tomorrow.
That's quite nice, actually. Two good ones alongside each other. Very different.
Very different, yeah.
That's nice. But you should read the one that I just said about as well.
Yeah.
If you don't mind.
I've got it at home so I can jump straight
in. I just loved that analogy of being like, I don't want to disturb, even though I hate the space that we've created between us, I don't want to disturb it because I can't bring myself to acknowledge it.
Yeah, totally.
But I think it's really important. And I think we just get so in our heads. And I think it's really important to make room for that because it becomes really apparent. This is like, it's going to be a low blow, guys, and I'm sorry. But it's only when you like really lose somebody in your life that you realise like how finite, and just you're reminded of our kind of mortality.
Yeah.
That it's like, oh shit, I should make an effort with the people that I love.
Definitely.
Sorry to bring us to a somber note, talk about car accidents and mortality.
No, genuinely.
It is true. I think it puts things into perspective in a way that can be really kind of monumental. It's like, it's really huge and it's really... Like, just in the mundane rhythm of life, we get so obsessed with, like, the tiny details of, like, you spend all day emailing or you spend all day doing this, like, and you...
Bullshit.
Yeah, you lose sight of, like, there are people who, like, love you so much and want to see you and you are happiest when you're around them. So try and see them next week.
Do you know what that reminds me of? I was listening to... really random because his name has been mentioned twice in this very studio in these four walls. Rainn Wilson.
Okay.
He has a podcast, or he was on a podcast, I can't remember. I think it was his podcast. And he was interviewing someone, or maybe he was being interviewed, I don't know. But he was having a conversation with someone.
Yeah.
Probably fucking Stephen Bartlett or someone. I think it might have been actually.
Really?
Where Rainn Wilson was talking about someone in his life that had died who was like, I think someone in comedy or like some sort of director man.
Sorry to hear that, Rain.
Sorry about that, Rain. And when the guy, I think he was diagnosed with cancer or something, was talking to Rain and he knew he was going to die, Rain was like talking about the stuff going on in his life and he was like, stop. All of this is static. It's just static. Like all of this stuff, like the emails, the traffic, getting on time, like... all of the bollocks. Oh, they said this shit.
Well, it's kind of insulting. It's like, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
And you're talking about emails.
But, and I think he was talking about in his own life as well of like all of this stuff that we've created as a society is just a distraction from the stuff that like truly matters. Like it is just static.
Yeah.
Like I think it a lot about social media as well. It's just static. It's nothing. It's going in and out of your brain without making any impression on you really. It's just... static is fucking white noise and it just tunes out the stuff that's really really actually important. And I think relationships are at the top end of that stuff that really matters, that we just neglect in favor of just like essentially our addiction to nonsense.
I do think that's actually kind of the crux as well, speaking of nonsense, of the everything shower for the mind like concept.
Speaking of nonsense, speaking of white noise static content,
but I think that's kind of the crux is like there's so much static, superficial, surface level bullshit that we're confronted with every single day and that we're putting so much time and energy in that if you don't take a second to like check in with yourself and your mind, all of a sudden it's like, God, I've been hoarding so much mess. Like there's like junk in here. It's like, God, junk drawer under the sink. Like it's crazy in here. Like this is a mess. It's embarrassing. Like I need to sort this out. Like
clean this in years.
Yeah, honestly, I can't show my face around here. Like this is an embarrassing state that I've let my mind get to.
Yeah,
and if I leave it unchecked, I don't know what I'll
dust
become.
Is growing.
Yeah, honestly, it's dusty but good. Fusty. So I think it's a nice reminder, and I think spending time with people that you love and like being really intentional with who you're spending time with, and just being aware of like that kind of like weird, really fleeting sense of urgency that you get when you remember that you're kind of just a human being on a planet and you're gonna die
one
day.
Yeah, who is literally decaying as well, I think is
and
crucial.
You have desires and you have love and you have relationship, you have like all of this like weird larger than life concepts that you yeah. can't access when you're just like turning up to work and doing your thing, or like going out for drinks on Thursdays, whatever, like you're going through the motions
yeah.
when you have those like
of static,
or you're going through the motions of the static. So let's cut through, let's hose it down, let's shimmy leather it up.
Shimmy leather. Shimmy leather.
Let's shimmy leather it up.
Shammy.
Let's shammy it up.
I don't know what the leather of it is, though. Is it called a shammy leather?
I think that might be his full name.
Really?
I think so.
I only know it from The Office. He goes, the English officer goes, the quality of the shammy.
I think that's it. I think we use a good old shammy on this thing. All right.
Okay.
Let's tie this up. Yeah. I'm not necessarily feeling clean, but...
I'm a bit closer to it, though.
Really?
I think... I'm intrigued to know what everyone else is going to say, because next episode we're going to, because this is the Monday, and then we're instilling our routine of Monday we talk about our thoughts, Thursday we hear your thoughts. So hopefully you guys can clean us up a little bit.
I wouldn't mind that. That would be really nice. And that will be on Instagram. It's on TikTok.
Get your chamois out, girls.
Get the chamois out. All right. Beautiful.
And if you haven't watched this, you've got options
maybe
of where
go
you
and
watch
see
your
what we're doing on there.
And then you can see my skirt that I twirled around it.
It's beautiful. You won't be disappointed.
I hope not. Designed by Sinner, for God's sake.
I mean, it doesn't get better than that.
Well, this has been nice.
It's been gorgeous.
What were you thinking tonight to do?
Oh, okay.
I'm going back to Brighton.
Yeah, you are, which I'm excited about. Hopefully you're having a Brighton summer.
I think so. I've got maybe a house viewing tomorrow.
But this is making me nervous. I feel like I'm getting my hopes up. And
me too.
Gonna bail
no, I'm not going to bail. I'm not going to bail. Because
I really want you in Brighton.
I'm getting dumber by the second. I need to get in the city ASAP.
So true.
I've got a house viewing later.
I might make you pass an IQ test before you come down.
I might
shut the barriers at the train station.
I also think, with me getting dumber, I think also you were making a good point. I've got so much going on at the moment.
Yeah.
Like my brain is at its freaking limit. Yeah. Like no wonder I think I'm getting a bit dumber, but.
I think you've got no sight to be able to, I think you've got no scope.
I've got no extra that I'm like, right, what's going on in the news right now?
I think
now?
You've
like,
just, you've horrific. Got no room in your mind to be able to, you're not reflecting on things that have happened. You're not like.
I'm in it.
You're not looking back with hindsight on past wounds and thinking about all the lessons. It's like, no, you're literally patching up bandages as we speak.
So
like,
my brain is just slow on finding words at the moment, which is not very
it's
nice.
Fair enough. It's fair
but,
enough. We're here for it.
Thanks. And I'm hoping it. I'll get...
Hoping it passes.
I'm hoping I pass my GCSEs soon. I'm hoping I get a big platform.
Right. Cool. If you don't hear from us...
Assume the worst.
Bump it up all the way.
What's this?
I don't know.
Should I do that to mid? Or was that with the headphones? Go on, do some talking.
La 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 la.
Yeah.
Why is that still quiet though? Yours
ba 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 ba. Oh my goodness. Just turn me down.
You talk?
Ba 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 ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba. I'm still quiet in comparison.
I'll go even quieter. I'll go there.
Gutting though.
Ba 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 ba.
Ba 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 ba.
La da 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 da.
La da 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 da. All right.
And we're in. Song at the same time.
Okay. Right, let's just get my camera. Again.
Oh, you should say like testing.
La da 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 da
ba 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 ba.
Okay.
Cool.
Right.
Okay, I need to shake. Okay, should we just start again?
Yeah, but we can.
Should we do some jumping jacks? I don't know why I call them jumping jacks, star jumps.
Oh yeah, God, you do say jumping jacks.
Okay, we are successful podcasters. We are in the studio.
Like, what's going on?
Remember who we are.
Oh, so true, remember who you are, Anakin, in your heart. Anakin.
Remember who you are, even in your heart of yours.
Okay.
Right, okay, we've shaken the energy.
Oh God.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig.
Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.